Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 258, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Tuesday, October 11th, 2022.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, October 11th. It's World Sight Day, National Coming Out Day, National Sausage Pizza Day, and someone's Memorial Day, but I will keep it to those topics, so okay. Shout out to those.
There you go.
Yeah.
National Sight Day. Is that just...
World Sight Day. I think it's maybe just to focus on your vision health and be aware. You know what I mean? Just drive awareness concerning vision care around the globe.
Hell yeah. Good idea. Get your eyes tested. Get your kids' eyes tested early.
I might do it just so I can feel like I'm a fucking G and be like, y'all got a harder one?
What do you see on the top line? What do you see on the bottom line there? You mean this room or the one three rooms down? Because I can actually see through walls.
Seeing through the walls because of LASIK. Sorry. They're like that.
Anyways,
impossible.
My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. First match was a catfish. Second called me trash. Third match was a federal agent on my ass. Downloaded the right stuff, baby. Now cops are blowing up my phone. Downloaded the right stuff, baby. The FBI is at my home. That is courtesy of Chris Yamaguchi, man. A little right stuff by NKOTB. Back when they were called the New Kids, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
The Nukes.
The Nukes. we all got the Nukes on our mind, and by that I mean, of course, the new kids on the block.
And how come Donnie's brother isn't in the group?
Marky Thrilled Mark. To be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Miles Gray, a.k.a. My apartment cage isn't vented enough. The smell is making me fall apart. Nothing I can do. It totally reeks of my farts. Okay, shout out to at Right to Post because look, we're talking about those tiny little apartment pods, and my first concern was, what about the farts? What are we doing?
That's such a perfect fit that I think I'm going to have a hard time hearing. A totally reeks of my farts.
Oh yeah,
like, that's from now on. That's in my head.
Honestly, thank you for bringing that up because that's actually. That's probably the most underrated thing about this AKA is that you've created truly a great just fake line for when you see, say, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Total Eclipse of
my heart. Especially around a 6-year-old. They will appreciate or the hell out of that.
37-year-old, 38. How old am I? I don't know. Who cares? 37-year-old
with a 6-year-old sense of humor. Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by one of the very faces on Mount Zeitmoor.
Yeah.
A hilarious and acclaimed comedian, actor, podcast host, who you can hear on the podcast Y'all Gay with Allie and Ever. It's one of your favorite guests, one of our favorite guests, the brilliant and talented Ever Maynard!
Ever! I was pissed y'all were going to bring me up after that fart song.
Come on. That fart song rules.
Oh, do you hate, are you anti-fart? Is that the deal?
No, I was man, don't bring me up next to farts, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now because it's so funny that you just like don't want to, it's like...
Also,
I can't follow that.
This is indeed October 11th
and indeed.
National Coming Out Day. Fitting you have a dyke. I'm hosting the Reverie Queer X Awards today.
Nice.
You can get that on Reverie TV.
Amazing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dunk on y'all. I'm in a dunk mood right now.
No, you should.
Y'all, I'm fired up.
You say clear the runway because I'm fucking ready for takeoff.
Yeah, we're farting off today. I'm riled up, y'all. I can't wait. I just did leg day.
Oh, shit.
I just did leg day and I just, we'll get into it, but.
I just did leg day as a is a great way to let people know they're in
don't
a lot of trouble.
Don't fuck with me right now.
Don't fuck with me. I just did leg day.
I just did leg day. I took a lot of pre-workout.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I just did leg day.
I can hoist you over my head right now.
I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry. You want me to use a cart in this fucking grocery store? I'm using my reusable bag instead of a cart. And now you tell, so you really want, I just did leg day because we can get down in this produce section.
I just did leg day. Get upset with me. Try me. Have y'all ever taken a pre-workout?
Yes.
So you know how when you take too much, like your face tingles?
Dude, I had a very short run of pre-workout and like using protein shakes and shit because it wrecked me either gastrointestinally or psychologically where I was like,
I'm emotionally wrecked and I'm ready for it. So I think I'm making bad decisions. I was like, I can handle this.
Yeah.
It's pre-workout. It's not just caffeine.
It's like BCAAs.
Okay.
That's don't know what it is, but I'll tell
caffeine.
You what.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it felt like. When I started using it, was because my homeboy was like doing a lot of Muay Thai shit. And he's like, yo, this is what they take. You should try this. And I was like, okay. Like not knowing what the fuck I was doing. And then I was just like, yo, is my heart and just my, I feel like I could feel my blood circulating with every heartbeat.
Feel every drop of the blood inside my body right now.
Seriously, exactly I've become one with my blood.
I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to podcast. I was like, why am I being so aggressive today?
Oh, did you take a pre-workout right before you started recording?
I took it right before leg day. My body is jacked. My body is so confused. I'm also excited to tell you about my search history.
Amazing.
I don't know if we want to get into that right now.
I'm ready. We're ready.
We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, a couple of things we're talking about. We're going to talk about crime stats and just the bullshittedness of the whole narrative around crime being out of control in the U.S. right now. We might even get into a couple stories of the police being incredibly bad at their job.
Which is why they need those terrible crime stats to offset the objectively horrific performance of police.
That's exactly
everywhere.
Right. The two sides of policing in the U.S. And then I think we might have to talk about Mario's voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But it's a mess. We also have a thing about man-made minerals showing up on Earth like before Mario. Man made them. But yeah, we'll probably just go to Mario because the other one makes me feel cosmically insignificant. And
Mario makes me feel like the center of attention.
They took away his butt.
They took away his butt. And wait till you hear his voice. Anyways, here we go. Before we get to any of that bullshit ever, I'm getting aggressive with you. Before we get to any of that,
that's Jack's version.
Bullshit. let's find out what's something from your search history.
I'm so sorry. I came in too hot.
This is my version of coming in too hot. Any of that shit.
I'm really, listeners, I'm so sorry. Listen, you might have seen, it's been a meme on the internet now about a woman talking about how Hocus Pocus 2 can cast spells through your TV.
I saw this.
I saw the reaction videos where like a funny comedian was doing it, and I was like, oh, this is a good character. I did not know it was based on a real thing.
Not only is this a real thing, but this is my homophobic brother's best friend and his wife's best friend.
Oh, wow.
This is, oh, no. And they're friends with her husband, who's a cop. Wow. So I'm like, wow. So can we roll that beautiful bean footage? I don't know if we're able to play the audio on this.
Yeah. I mean, I was, when you told me about this, I was like, I definitely saw the headline about like, Christian mom says Hocus Pocus 2 will unleash hell upon your family. And I was like, what? And then
it promotes. Okay, here it goes.
Here it goes. This is the clip from local news, KWTX. And this is their local story about this. And I think this is where the anchors just said, a local mom is scared shitless.
Oh, yeah.
With the mother who got emotional over her concerns for other families and the media they're consuming.
This woman is incredibly homophobic.
A worst case scenario is that you unleash hell on your kids and in your home.
Jamie Gooch is a mother of three and the owner of Gooch Family Farms in Troy.
You got Gooched.
Love everything to do with house and home. I believe everything starts
like that
here.
Section of
this
Target.
Of year,
fall Wait harvest. Till the package. There's going to be an American flag.
There's got to be.
Heavily celebrated in their household, but Halloween is not.
Ooh, showing it her nervously. Me.
Yeah, picking her fingers.
Our kids to darkness.
Gooch says there's a spiritual war being waged against homes in America, and Hollywood is
part
of
the problem. This is the worst B-roll I've ever seen in my life.
Particular.
Yeah, the B-roll is two stripes of the American flag.
Yeah.
It's such a tight shot on the flag. Yeah. You're like, am I looking at a broken barber pole?
Or and they're doing a fade back into her.
Yeah, yeah, cross dissolve. We love it.
The whole movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices.
In a recent
Okay.
Right. So they all the fictional stuff since the first Hocus Pocus, all the fictional
Wait. Can we go back to that screen?
Yeah, do you want me to
Hang
read
on.
The Facebook
yeah,
post?
Yeah, go back to that screen because I've never noticed this. They briefly show this woman's post. I want to see what the other tabs are open. Outlook. Google, Amazon.
Oh, wait, where?
Wait, where?
Look at the top. See
no, where? Those are miles.
That's mine.
Oh, okay. I thought, I was like, hang on. I want to see what these newscasters
are. I'm like, you
want to
see Airtable where and we run all of our ad spots?
Porn?
Oh, shit. I better submit this ad. Whoopsie. Thanks for reminding me.
I was like, oh, my God. We're looking into Gooch.
Mother Jones? This is so unexpected.
Damn.
But honestly, I was like, when I try to explain my brother and the way he like talks and things, she just did it for me. And now it's all over the internet. And I feel like I know a celebrity.
You do.
I'm a little pissed that I'm not a celebrity.
Well, you will have much more meaningful celebrity than the person who gets to fill like one of the local story slots in a panic for the local news producer.
It's
like,
viral now, baby.
It fits. I mean, because right now, I think this is the easiest thing to get like, you know, if you want to shoot yourself into the celebrity sphere on the right wing, just be a concerned Christian. And find like the wildest take and say
Come
it with
on,
a serious face. And they're like, yo, get him on camera. Get him on camera.
The speed with which she went to and the ease with which she was and blood sacrifices is.
I couldn't believe that she said those words, blood sacrifice.
Yeah.
But that is, they are now fully steeped in the satanic panic thing again. They really think that's what we're up to out here in California. They're just completely bought in on it would be like if suddenly an entire swath of the country was like, you know, just thought vampires were real, thought that they liberals were all vampires, which, you know, I guess that they probably
I'm sucking blood
that.
Baby
yeah we're out here
you know we're out I mean? Here we're out here getting wet.
Look at that with our straw fangs.
Look at that face.
Just she's full, in full. Shock
yeah. She's got that whole Hobby Lobby vibe too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man, well, you know what? I mean, look, as much as we sit and make fun, we do need people that are looking out for our salvation, you know? So
bless up.
Don't unleash hell into your home as this person is fucking
Hocus
warning.
Hocus Pocus too.
Yeah. Local homophobe. It's like, are you a fucking, like, are you some kind of scientist?
Hero.
Are you a fucking scientist? Why are we listening to you? Because your take is Satan going to come out your TV if you put on Disney Plus.
I need to know who at KCN TV 10 was like, this is newsworthy.
Yeah.
Was it in earnest or was it ironic?
I guess if the headline of the story had been people believe in witches, like adult people, look at this fool, right, then that would have made sense. But they really treated it like they really took her talking points seriously, mm-hmm, in the story, and was like, and she thinks Hollywood is like corrupting, and showed B-roll of an American flag as they did it.
I will say in 2016 and in 2020, when I was visiting home, those news anchors were wearing red ties and red caps during election season.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
so we get it. It all clocks out.
I'll just say, like, every time that the news could be objective and be like, and this is all cap, this is nonsense, they're, mm-hmm, like, she believes. Like, you know, like, right, the very soft both sidesiness of this, like, objectively, right? If you're going to write a story about how a person says, save your fucking kids from Hocus Pocus 2, you'd probably want to balance that out to be like, obviously, there's no evidence that anything like this could ever fucking happen, but I guess that would be an affront to God himself. But they said, they qualified everything as, she believes there's a spiritual war being waged against homes in America, and then a bunch of her quotes. And then it said, while some have called her, quote, crazy or worse, Gooch says much of the feedback has been positive. So, like, they'll always pivot to be like, yeah, man, the normal thing is like, what the fuck is this fool talking about? But she said it's pretty chill.
Right.
And like, there is one point I just want to say that she has witnessed stuff happening. She has witnessed Satan manifest in her home.
Mm. Oh, when her dad, like, when her husband gets off his shift. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It's witch season. There's another side to the witch season coin. I after Brandy came on, I mentioned it last week. You know, Brandy Posey came on talking about her 12-foot skeleton, mentioned that there was a 12-foot witch decoration that you could go get. Went out, got it, put it up in my front lawn. And the amount of foot traffic and like cars stopping to take selfies with this witch decoration, like, it is the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, you're breaking necks out there?
Yeah. Like, everybody's stopping, like, wow. cars are being like, whoa, look at that. Like, I heard a kid just shout from his car window, Dad, look, Halloween.
Oh
that's cool. You're bringing that joy.
You better see some subversive quotes on that. So when people take pictures, they're like, Google, again, Google LA.
What are these coordinates? Google Maps.
Yeah. Anyways, witches. It's witch season.
Yeah.
And I love that it's scaring this also, maniac.
Shout out to KWTX. They wrapped this article up with KWTX reached out to Disney's publicist for the movie, but has not yet heard back.
They didn't get comment?
That what? That fucking demons are going to come out of your fucking TV because you watched Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker put on a performance of
Hocus performance? Focus 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is something you think is overrated.
Okay.
Whatever is something. I sounded like I was from Texas there
like
for a second.
Like fancy spicy chili peppers that like sauce, like hot sauce that comes in like really trendy jars, like chili pepper stuff made by white people that are sold in like boutiques.
Right.
Mm.
I don't know how to explain it. I went to a little gift store and there were like chili paste, you know, like the jars of chili pepper sauce.
Like chili oil and stuff?
Chili oil.
Yeah.
It was clear. I don't know how to, maybe it's not made by white people, but I was
felt,
like.
They felt like they were appropriating spice culture.
Yeah. And they were selling it for $20. I was like, this is not
$20.
$20? $20.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that. And the label looks like it was
it's like a
inspired
trendy
label by like a Taylor Swift cottagecore. Well, I actually era went to album cover.
No, I went to RISD. That's how I know. That's why I have good design sense because I
what's
went to
RISD?
Proper school, Rhode Island School of Design.
Oh, right. Is that a big deal?
I evoke it because of Wedding Crashers. It's like, oh, RISD. That's what Owen Wilson says to the brother who went to RISD. And I know somebody who actually went there too. So I don't know why.
Are they talented or what?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's not a bullshit.
So it's like
place.
A known thing. It's like,
yeah, I feel like you gotta have skills, you know, or maybe an art center or Cal Arts for other people who are more interested. But yeah, I definitely like when you see a mismatch, because like when I see hot sauce, I want it to almost be like written on duct tape. And then slapped on the bottom, like, hey, I'm selling this for like $5, man. It's like the hottest shit I've ever made. I'm like, great.
Great.
Yeah. I don't want it to FDA be sweet. Approved. I want it to be hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is the one place I don't mind the NASCAR aesthetic. Like, if it looks like it was designed by somebody at a NASCAR thing. With
speaking
fire
of NASCAR
and,
aesthetic.
Yeah.
What?
There's a new barbecue spot.
There's a new barbecue spot? Where?
Well, I'm riled up.
Okay. I know. You just did your pre-workout and hit leg day.
Today, there's a guy smoking like chorizo and other sausages and ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed it on the way home from the gym. And I'm like,
It's bulk day.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I do want to gain 10 pounds of muscle between now and January 1st.
Okay.
So that's when cool. I say leg day, I fucking mean.
Yeah, you mean that.
When I say leg day, I'm understand saying, what leg day signifies in this context.
You think I can walk out of the gym?
Tear me out of that shit.
Just like hobble. I'm like limping.
A wheelbarrow.
They're like, you should really maybe work with a trainer. Your form is really going
to
contribute.
I got something to prove.
You're like, okay. Your back brace is... You're using it as a leg brace? Oh, that's what it's for? All right.
Just all right. Arnica all over my body.
Just, yeah, get into an arnica gel bath.
What is something you think is underrated?
Duke's mayonnaise. Straight up.
Keeps coming
mayonnaise.
Up. Keep
I will
up.
Say I had Duke's mayonnaise for the first time months ago, and I used to never like mayonnaise. It's changed my life.
I think this was your underrated last time, and
okay, well,
I think that's fine because we forgot.
It's with me.
I've not forgotten since you've said that or whenever it came up, and like a coward, I've not bought it yet because I think now they're fully reaching like national distribution because it used to be like a East Coast Southeast thing, right?
I think so. Yeah,
or at least I hear people who are like. Was it maybe Yamaguchi, Maine? Was like, oh, we know that shit in like North Carolina. Oh, it's from South Carolina. Okay, there makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Duke's is it?
And you know what? I'm gonna buy Duke's merch.
There it is.
I'm making poor decisions today, and I cannot take pre workout again, especially before a podcast. This was a mistake.
I love this energy. If it's a mistake,
yeah, I also just like
keep making it.
Your new pre-workout, it's like, yep, gotta get these calves greased up with some Duke's mayonnaise before I start doing some
that,
leg lifts.
I'm just like, that's my protein intake during the workout.
They're like, find me someone with just pure fat like this.
The fuck are you looking at, man? The heck are you looking at?
Oh, it's just your fucking first time seeing somebody work out at the gym? Fuck you.
It's your first time at the gym, motherfucker? Yeah.
Are you going to set out? Are you going to rotate out or what? Let's go.
Go ahead. Keep set up your fucking ring light and videotape yourself, motherfucker. Some of us are trying to work in here.
Oh, am I in your shot?
Oh, I'm in your fucking shop. Oh, I'm sorry. My eating a bunch of mayonnaise with a wooden spoon ruined your content, quote
it's
unquote.
Pure protein. They're like, no, it isn't.
I'm sorry. It is not.
Not
what protein. Part of it do you think is protein?
Oh,
eggs.
Eggs. It's like egg sauce.
What are you putting Duke's on these days?
Honestly,
these days.
I started, my friend put it on a Hatch chili pepper hamburger.
Ooh.
She, it was so good. Now I've been making, it's called like Gao Chang sauce. It's a chili pepper sauce. I might be butchering the name.
Is it Korean? You mean gochujang?
No, it's red.
There's
it's a red. It's usually found like in like, I buy it in Little Tokyo at the Little Tokyo market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Korean,
that is
Korean chili pepper sauce.
Yeah, the
that's gochujang. Yeah,
gochujang.
Yeah,
gochujang. Yeah. So you make a little gochujang mayo. Oh
no!
Oh,
what I do is
okay.
make like a meal. I put a little butter in it so it gets to be a sauce. Mm-hmm. Cook Brussels sprouts or like steak or whatever I want in it. And then I add a little mayo on top. So it's, yeah, sort of like that.
Wow.
But that sounds good. Pretty nice. Wow. Okay. It has a little creamy texture to it.
Okay. Okay.
And then, you know, protein powder, pre-workout mayonnaise.
Protein powder.
Sprinkle the protein powder over it.
Get your Vitamix.
It's go time.
Get a Vitamix. Dump a 32-ounce jar of Dukes in there, plus your
and
protein.
And ladies, I'm single. Talk about farts.
They're like, ever, babe. Like, can we eat something else tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
When I said I was gaining 10 pounds of muscle, I fucking meant it.
I'm in my bulk stage.
Bulk season.
Okay.
All right. This is important because, you know, we've said it here before. Like, you need to tell people multiple times. And I think you need to keep telling us about Dukes. And before the next time you're on, I'm going to have a jar of Dukes, possibly a barrel. We'll
see. Another thing to do, I'm going to say another form of self-care, buy yourself flowers.
Underrated. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Wow. What kind of flowers? Like ones that can last for a minute? I bought like ones that were like less bloomy.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You have to remember
to
change the water. You don't need plant food. You just change the water. That's true.
Okay. Damn. Oh, wow. The chocolate cake, Duke's chocolate cake.
What?
Where they be making the cake with the fucking mayonnaise? Are you serious?
Come on.
Please just end me now, Lord. Let me eat this in no peace.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk crime stats.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. And, you know,
one and a half cups of mayo. Sorry, I just had to add that. That
one and a half cups of mayo in the Duke's chocolate cake.
Mayonnaise cake. It's only got 3.5-star rating. Zeit Gang, I know some one of y'all had to have fucked around and found out about this. Please let me know if it was fantastic. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to real life.
Back to crime. Not real life, though, actually. Yeah, because, you know, this is on the list with kids using litter boxes. Like, what else is on there? Like the
fentanyl!
The stuff, hocus pocus, casting a spell on your family.
Mm-hmm. Libraries being the energetic conduit for satanic energy transfer.
Yeah. Fentanyl-dusted Halloween candy.
Although I love those tweets where people are like, guys, you got to check your kids' candy. And like that shit post format now. It's like, I looked into my kids' Snickers and it was Thursday night football.
But yeah, this seems to be one of the more potent ones. One of the ones that I see getting taken the most seriously is that crime's out of control in American cities. The stats are there.
Yeah.
No. No, Miles, they're not, actually.
Wait, hold on. Are they, though? Well, that's the thing. I mean, this has been a very potent tool for conservatives for decades, being like, fucking crime! Because most people don't know their neighbors or whatever, and it's easier to just believe shit on TV and be like, yes, the world is just unfathomably cruel and unusual. And I think a lot of it, too, especially in the last few years, is especially a backlash to the summer of 2020 when the police had a big coming out party for non-marginalized America, who was very well aware of what the police were like and revealed themselves even further to be an overtly violent group with military hand-me-downs. And if people talk about defunding the police, then the logic of the right has always been, well, that means total societal collapse where thugs run cities and you'll get your Achilles tendon slashed underneath your Mercedes because somebody put a little Lululemon bag under your front tire. That's a reference to that TikTok video. I don't know if you saw it.
What?
That one where the woman's like, you got to be careful. Zip tie on your door handle. That means they've been spotting you. A napkin in your door handle. It's been drugged. Your hand could go numb. It's the most... It's wild.
Who's doing this?
It's the 80s all over again. These are stories that were on the news in the 80s, like local news stories.
The Achilles heel slash is old.
Yeah. It's so old.
But I've never heard of this.
Oh, yeah. This has been like a huge... I hate to derail it.
And it's back on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you the link.
Who's getting their Achilles heel slashed?
This is like a thing from the
80s. Let's talk about this. Who's fitting under a car these days?
Right. I don't know.
Who is able to slither under a car like that?
The logic of... So one of these that I saw, because former guest Jason Pargin was talking about it on TikTok, was they have these videos where people are like, look, I found this zip tie on my car door handle. And that means that they have marked me. I just want to understand the logic. Like the story in their head is that are they... Like, they can't keep track of all the people they've decided to murder.
Because...
And so they need to leave a zip tie to be like, oh, right. That's like a bookmark for murder.
No, it's because these people they're so true crime-brained that the most complex thought they can say is that traffickers and abductors work in the same way as, parking enforcement. Where they chalked your tire. They're like, and the other one comes through and they chalk your tire to know you've been there for 2 hours or you're alone. And then the other group, they're constantly roving together. I don't know.
Interesting.
But we digress. All that to say is there's plenty of material out there in the world to help you feel completely unsafe and things that the fucking walls are caving in. And we talk all the time, too, about just how journalists open mouth ingest, quote unquote, crime statistics.
I mean, we just saw that in KCNTV.
Right. Yeah. No questions asked. Man.
Straight
we
faced
asked Disney.
Telling that story with an American flag on the screen.
Right. In L.A. and New York, we see this a lot. Especially the New York Times, L.A. Times, they love coming out with cops can barely hang on with all these crime waves. Cowabunga, dude. But the fucking statistics don't add up at all.
Yeah. Murders rose in cities during 2020, during the pandemic. I think people were like, well, it's a pandemic. We're in lockdown. Murder shouldn't be going up. It must be the other big news story, defund the police. And Democrats. But unfortunately for that thesis, murders rose in cities nationwide and jurisdictions of all types So relative to 2019, the number of murders jumped by more than 30% in the largest cities and by 20% in places designated by the FBI as suburbs. But they were up in rural areas. They were up everywhere. Like just it and they were up in cities run by Republicans just as much as cities run by Democrats. So the whole idea that like they were up because Democratic city leaders like defunded the police is just completely like there's just nothing to that at all.
Well, yeah, a family of four was just murdered in my hometown.
Right.
Oof.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happening.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and I think
I am on pre-workout. I should not have said that so aggressively.
But it's a matter of fact.
Crime's happening everywhere.
It is. But and the thing is, right, like we even when you compare those homicide rates, they're not even close to what it was in the 90s.
Right.
And also in that same time, overall crime fucking decreased.
Yeah.
OK, so then you say, fine, 2020 may be an anomaly. Whatever. What about 2021? What about 2022? Well, here's a fun fact. The FBI publishes these crime stats every fall from like data that they source from local law enforcement agencies like sheriff's departments, police departments, etc. And when collecting data for 2021, the FBI, they were saying like, yo, for this year, we're doing something different. We want to use a new system so we can get even more detailed data so we can properly like analyze trends or whatever. However, a lot of the localities haven't switched over to this new system yet. This is from this Mother Jones article I want to read you that they're saying, quote, as a result, the feds only gathered information from law enforcement agencies representing just 65% of the U.S. population, compared with around 95% in prior years, rendering the latest estimates pretty meaningless. In most instances, the FBI wrote in a summary published this week, quote, the data do not meet the criteria for statistical significance. New York City and Los Angeles, the two biggest cities by population, were among those that didn't submit their information to the feds, according to the Marshall Project. Neither did most agencies in California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Florida, some of the most populous states.
It's almost like they are covering something up so that they can continue a bullshit narrative that serves their needs.
Yeah, it's or at the very least, right? It sounds like incomplete data. It sounds like a statistical blind spot. If you want to go around waving shit in the air and be like, it's a fucking crime wave.
Yeah.
Well, fucking pull up with facts. Don't just pull up with fucking sentiment that someone is feeding you because they feel that their budgets are under threat because they don't know how to treat people humanely.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just want to play this ad, right? This is from the New York Governor's. Sorry, what were you saying?
I said, okay.
Said, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Play that ad.
That's what we need. Let me play this ad, though, from the New York governor's race. Lee Zeldin is out here painting the wildest pictures of New York as he runs against Governor Hochul. And I'm just going to play this right now so you can kind of get an idea of how aggressive the fucking like rhetoric and visuals are to seed in people's minds that they live in this fucked up hellscape. And so this ad is called Take Back Our Streets. And under the narration, you're going to basically what's playing is like violent, terrible crimes like on like CCTV cameras happening.
There's no question that the spear of crime is real.
There's an old guy getting knocked out. There's a shooting in the street.
You're looking at actual violent crimes caught on camera in Kathy Hochul's New York. And it's getting much worse. On Kathy Hochul's watch, on November 8th, vote like your life depends.
People
on
fucking
it.
Looting
wow.
Shit.
Lee Zeldin what? For governor. Because it's time our families feel safe again.
Okay, some of this stuff was clearly staged, but some of it was incredible to see just the KOs.
Dude, the first one, they start off with this old dude just getting fucking knocked out. You're like,
yeah.
Fucking
some of that
whack,
footage
huh?
looks so old.
Yeah. So you look at that clip and you go, holy shit. Like that was straight up. These people have lost their minds. Are people fighting at the grocery store? People fighting.
That is
the,
an effective political ad. I will
100% say. Because it does line up with one-off videos that go viral that you might see to be like, why? Oh yeah, I remember something like that. Now, is that happening every single day to millions upon millions of people? No. But I get that you take the most sensational and spin that into someone's reality. Spoiler alert, though, his campaign admitted that fucking half of the footage in that commercial was even from before Hochul was governor. So for all this shit of like Hochul's New York, that has half of the clips were fucking from before.
So they were just using that colloquially, like being like, it's her New York, man. We're just living in it. Like,
exactly.
Because
you see what happened. This happened in New York. Yeah, maybe two years ago, but like,
but
it should
happen. The damage is already done. Like, anybody who's already seen
that. Yeah, that's how political ads were. Yeah.
One of the other clips was from fucking Oakland. Like, so the lengths these politicians try to go to convince you that the shit you are seeing or isn't happening or is happening is unbelievable. And not to mention that they've spent something like $12 million already in the last couple weeks just trying to get like just to really feed this shit on like in ads is pretty telling. And it's one of the same reasons why Oz is tightening the race against John Fetterman, too. He's going back to this crime thing. And I do want to reference Dr. Oz. Yes. Yeah. Dr. Oz. There was an article.
Were you
in the
saying
Daily
that because you just want Miles to always address him as Dr. Whip, put some respect on his name? Is that
Dr.
Why
Mehmet Oz?
Well, I forgot that he was running.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
I was like, oh.
And in the Daily Beast, this person wrote an article just in the second sentence or like third or second paragraph was just being like, you know, with crime going up nearly everywhere nationwide, it's no wonder why Oz would, or something to that effect, where it's like you're even in this ad where you're presumably writing an op-ed to try and motivate Democrats to vote by saying like, hey, they've got a potent way of getting people to vote. You better vote, too. You're just going to keep saying this shit of like, well, it's everybody knows. I don't know. Where's that data at? Like, because everything else fucking says otherwise.
I mean, it seems like this would be a fairly straight, like the fact that murders were up during the pandemic and in the immediate aftermath of the pandemic, like here are the other things that are up. Gun ownership is way up. Alcohol consumption is way up. The economy is way the fuck down. Like the economy shit the bed because we were in a pandemic and they tried to treat it by giving people a small one-time check. So people like... These are all things we know lead to desperation and, you know, the circumstances that lead to crime. The only thing that they've been looking into this to see, because the two narratives I've heard the most, and it doesn't matter if it's every mainstream media, whether it's the Daily Beast or the local news or, you know, the LA Times, they're all saying that it is caused by defund the police movement, which never happened. No police was ever defunded, like, significantly. And also they're blaming progressive district attorneys.
Right.
And those have both been statistically ruled out. Like, they have looked at the statistics, the crime statistics, when a progressive DA comes to office in a city. The crime actually either goes down or stays the same. There's no significant connection, a statistically significant connection at all. It's completely fabricated. It's a completely political statement that is motivated to make people afraid. But the thing that gun ownership, you can't blame that because that makes people money. Alcohol consumption, you can't blame that because that makes people money. The economy shitting the bed and like just a one-time pandemic check, like we... Just those one and two pandemic checks were like America had a fucking allergic reaction to people getting free money. So you can't like point that out. And so you just go back to these.
Go back to white supremacy.
Things. Yeah, you go back to white supremacy.
Oh, these people want the police defunded. Oh, that's what happened.
The one defunded thing that seems to be making a significant difference and where they seem to have like a statistical connection is social programs, like programs that are focused on creating programs that give people things to do besides violence and, you know, community action, like those sorts of things were defunded during the pandemic and they haven't come back. And yeah, those things work. We've seen those things work repeatedly, but because it's America, that just gets fucking ignored. You don't even hear about them when they do work. And then they just get defunded. They're the first thing to get defunded. So that's why. Like, in any sane society, that is the obvious explanation. Like, all those factors are obvious reasons why, you know, some crimes would be up and they get completely ignored and turned into a right-wing talking point instead.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, this house burned down with that had a puddle of kerosene and a live electrical wire flying around next to it. I wonder what happened. Like,
right.
I think they defunded the police. Oh, I'm sorry. You could have looked right there.
Right.
No, okay. No. Never mind. It's just wild because like in medicine, right, we know preventative medicine is like the key to living a longer, healthy life, like to have maximum health, is to check in with a doctor.
That's why we need Dr. Oz.
Exactly. Oh, shit. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold on now. Don't let Medical me. I want to do that pivot. Dr. I was going to do that pivot way better down the road.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, doctors, like, they tell us this because their mandate as doctors is to fucking study illnesses and tell us how to live healthily. That's why we
okay,
go to a doctor.
I got it. Okay. Let's put a pin in this because I got to come back to something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I'm speaking broadly, right? Because I have many gripes with our medical system as it is, even as it relates to my own family. But you would never go to a doctor that always said, hey, man, call me up when shit gets bad. I don't know why you want me to, like, check up on shit. Just call me up when it gets so bad you need medical assistance, rather than how can I figure out ways to sustain someone's health. And it's important to look at the language, too, with cops, right? They're called law enforcement.
Yeah.
They're not called guardians of our public safety, right. Although they say serve and protect on the cars. They were actually about keeping us safe. Their mantra wouldn't be call us when shit gets bad,
right?
It would be the whole point of this is to prioritize safety, analyze things, and look at what the causes are so we can keep people safe.
Yeah.
I have something that's gonna break your heart.
Please.
Two things. One thing, serve and protect reminded me of this. I bought a new Carhartt sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love a nice Carhartt?
Yeah.
Especially National Coming Out Day.
Mm-hmm.
Lesbians, we love it.
Yeah.
I ripped the tag off and it said Carhartt to serve and protect the working person or something like that at the bottom. But I was like, is Carhartt a cop brand?
Is Carhartt a cop?
Cop brand? Have I been deceived? Somebody needs to
remember they pissed off all the fucking the right wing people.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were like, yo, y'all need to get COVID vaccines. They're like, I'm burning this shit.
Well, they better take a second look at that at that slogan then.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they were hoping that you would get the warm and fuzzies from that.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, like that's why it's just like if you want to if you want people to take you seriously, if you're actually talking about safety and safety is the concern and crime and all this shit, then what the fuck are you doing to prevent it? Not call me up when shit gets bad. I want we're trying to prevent this shit from the first place. But again, I think this is where this sort of metaphor overlaps with medicine, because sometimes it's just simply not profitable to cure an illness.
Right.
No.
And that's kind of, I think, where we find ourselves, like sort of just repeatedly being like, but I think the confusion, I think, still like cycles over and over again. For those of us who might not have fully grasped, you know, kind of how this all works and what it's intended to actually serve and protect.
Yeah.
When I was diagnosed, so I have frontal lobe seizures, and it's not like to describe it. It feels like deja vu. I don't know if I've ever talked about it with y'all, but I get like auras. So.
Oh.
Like I'm still like conscious,
right.
And my body doesn't shake, but it'll feel like a sneeze is coming on. Or like, and then I'll get massive headaches sometimes, like they're rolling. And I had like MRIs and I couldn't figure out. And I was like, I guess I'm psychic, you know, like cocky about it. I was like, I'm going to start charging people money. And I finally saw a neurologist who knew what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great. He put me on this medicine. He was talking to me for about an hour about what I'm finally on now, which is Lamictal, about the joys of limit, like how it could really help me. It could also help anxiety and depression that was also caused by frontal lobe seizures. And I was like, great. And then instead of prescribing me that, he prescribed this. Oh my God. It's like an intense, it's for people that have like grand mal seizures or like seizures where they shake and they can't operate motorized vehicles. I forgot what it's called, but it's like an intense medication.
Right.
And I was like, I don't think that I need that.
Yeah.
Like these happen like, I mean, they're not consistent. It's like a couple times a month or it happens when I'm stressed. And he put me on it. I didn't take it for like months. And then I finally did. And I felt like I wasn't making rational decisions. I wasn't feeling like myself. I was like, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was so irritable at like nothing. I was like, oh, I'm going to stop this immediately. I called him up. We have another conversation. It's like an hour and a half again. And I'm like, I think I'd really like to try Lamictal. I think I'd really like to get on that. And he's talking to me about it. He's like, great, I'm going to prescribe that. And he goes, well, you know what?
What?
I have a bunch of free samples of this.
Holy shit.
And he was pushing, and I was like.
The same one?
No, it was another drug. But basically drug companies will
samples.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, push samples. And I was like, I can never trust this man again.
Right.
Instead, I went to a therapist who recommended me to a psychologist, and I got Lamictal, and my life has been so much better.
I have some samples of this, which is something I've been noodling on in the lab.
Yeah, I was like...
It's a proprietary drug.
I mean, what is that? There was for headaches? Yeah, little, yellow.
Yeah.
Nuprin.
This will work. Try it. I forgot the name brand of the drug, but I was like, how dare you?
Yeah. Well, it's wild, too, that, you said, the flow of the conversation was, this thing I think would be great for you. However...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's not the one I'm going to prescribe to you.
Like, yeah, huh? I was like, forget this. This sucks.
Yeah, there are a ton of bad doctors, and the entire medical industry is extremely
no. I don't trust them.
Racist,
I also don't
and discriminatory. Yeah,
yeah. I think my like when you're like, oh, the family reasons. Like, same with mine.
Yeah,
too.
Man. I just had a cousin pass away, man, and it's really frustrating. She, the doctors told her she had fibroids for the longest time.
It was then, it cancer?
Yeah, it was. And it was, by the time they diagnosed it, it was stage four.
Yeah.
And there was nothing they could do.
I have similar things in my family.
Nothing they could do. And you're like, how are we? That's a whole separate conversation.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm still, you know, grieving that loss, but.
I'm so sorry.
You, there are times where you are like, I don't, what is this thing doing for us, really? Mm-hmm. If people can fall through the cracks like that. And I get, you know, there's a million and one reasons for that. All that to say. Is when it comes down to like keeping us safe and healthy, like you have to really look for the people that are actually putting that at the front of their mind and saying, mm-hmm. well, this is actually the way to do something. This is the way to stay healthy. This is how we can actually prevent crime by supporting people and not maybe denying people who are having like issues, especially for women's health and being like, it's something else, something else, something else.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a whole separate thing. And shout out to people that covered for me while I was gone the last couple of days. But
I'm so sorry, Miles.
Yeah. No, it's shitty, you know, but this is part and parcel. My family's not alone. People's families are not alone. And this happens a lot, especially with women of color, women in general, anybody like people. There's a lot of disparity going on around us for sure.
Yeah.
A doctor ruined my mother's life. And a surgeon.
Yeah.
Similar thing.
Mm. Yeah. And it's.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Give me that pre-workout. Go kick a fucking
wall
down.
I'm
going to
get barbecue and I'm going to think about this.
Yeah. Like, give me the drop a pin for that lock.
I
need some hot links.
I have to go back to leg day now.
Compartmentalize. Go.
My feelings go in my legs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's right. Quad day.
My therapist is actually my Peloton instructor. That's who really helps me get through.
It's actually Tunde on Peloton. Shout out to Tunde.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And I do want to just give the internet its flowers. The internet is bad at a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to rewrite your Star Wars movie for you and do a good job. They're not going to just have good overall takes on whether a movie is good or not, especially when it comes to, you know, people having insecurities around the stories. They're not reliable when it comes to large scale, like, understanding. But when it comes to just acting as history's largest, like, focus group, when it comes to just like a small gut reaction, immediate thing, mm-hmm. they kind of nail it sometimes. They yeah. nailed it with Sonic's eyes, you know. Right. Sonic's eyes were unsettling and
too freaky.
They said, give him goggle eyes again. The movie stopped production, or, you know, canceled their planned launch date and fixed his eyes, like, towards what the internet asked for. And it worked much better. It was a massive hit. The movie, not great, but it's, you know, it's much better than it would have been with his weird eyes and teeth. Mm-hmm. And they also had an instinct about Mario's voice when they heard that Chris Pratt was going to be doing Mario's voice. And
Chris Pratt's a cop.
Chris Pratt is essentially a cop.
Oh, yeah.
And
fuck you, Chris Pratt.
I do wonder, like, you know, how much of this backlash is because America's like, well, so there's a couple things. He's a cop. Like, that's just his spirit deep down. He's a cop.
He's a cop.
He, like, when I picture him, he's in a police uniform, even though I don't think I've ever seen him in a police uniform. That's just,
but he's
like
a cop who would be like, what are you guys, smoking weed? And he'd grab your blunt and pretend to smoke it. He'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I used to be funny. Right. I was on the office.
All right, get against the fucking wall, you fucking scumbag.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he did do a joke right
before. He was also, like, so he was the star of what might have been the worst movie that was seen by the most people, the last Jurassic Park movie, because that was a massive hit. And I don't know one person who liked it. Like, I know many people who say it's the worst movie they've ever seen. I know, like, multiple people who say it's the worst movie they've ever seen.
Yeah.
So anytime you have that overlap of, like, everyone saw that shit and nobody liked it, you're going to get some ill will. So those are two things that could be going on in the background, but I was inclined to be like, this doesn't seem like a fit, but let's see. Like, maybe this guy is a voice talent, and we
maybe
didn't know.
Here, let's just hear the part in the teaser when it comes, like, a minute and a half in, where you see Bowser. And
I
stuff
like everything and up to this point, by the way. The trailer seems fun. Like, they're getting, like, the comedy beats are working for me.
And Bowser then sounds requisitely grouchy.
Bowser sounds like you would expect Bowser to sound. And it's Jack Black doing, but Jack Black is doing a voice. He's not like just being Jack Black.
He's like, he's doing a voice. New Mario 2. Like, no.
He's not. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's hear what Chris Pratt has come up with for Mario, a iconic character, like a true icon of pop culture with an iconic voice. Let's hear
with an iconic caricature of a voice. Here we go.
Yeah. Lands on a mushroom. Okay.
Groaning. I don't know yet. Seeing the world around. A lot of mushrooms.
What is this place?
Huh? Mario?
So just...
Do not touch that mushroom, you'll die!
Okay, another cartoon voice.
That one's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Mario.
Okay.
Now, wait, you got to hear...
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
There.
What?
Those are the two chances we get to listen to his voice. I'm assuming that his inspiration... Because people reacted negatively, and he was like, you're going to... When you hear this movie, when you see this movie, you're going to hear a voice that is unlike anything you've ever heard in the universe of Mario. And by that, he meant you've never just heard like some guy be
right.
Just like that is the voice.
I'm devastated.
That, like if somebody just that's the voice I would come up with if somebody was like, just be some guy. Like if someone handed me a already ringing phone and was like, hey, can you say you're my dad and like tell the principal I can't come to school that day like that. Hello. Yeah. This is Miles's dad. He's too sick to come to school today. What is this place? Because of 9/11, did you say?
Yeah, because of 9/11. I'm sorry. I told people I tried to get out of a chemistry test on 9/11 because I didn't study. And everybody was leaving early. And I was like, yeah, I got to go too before this test. Sorry. I didn't mean to demean the significance of that day. But it's honestly, it's infuriating because you look at, like, it's a cartoon. And voice acting is like a fucking art form. When you are not there to be the physical presence, you gotta also get, like, you're giving your voice to it. And just to be like, hey, whoa. Remember before he's like, man, people aren't gonna be ready for my fucking Mario voice. You're right, because you didn't do shit at all. You didn't put any effort into it. So we didn't expect that. But I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if this helps or hinders it. But when you look at Mario, you're expecting to hear that high-pitched voice.
If they had had Jared Leto's character from House of Gucci do the voice.
Like, yeah, Lady Gaga even.
Yeah, you but know? it's got to be cartoonish, over the top. And I know he didn't make that choice because he was like, the other version's offensive to Italian people.
Maybe cast an Italian man.
Yeah. What if that? But so the mainstream media is reacting like this is some nerd shit for they're like hardcore Mario fans are pissed. But I'm not like a hardcore fan. I am familiar with Mario because he is iconic and I care about pop culture. But I'm not like it would be like having Mickey Mouse voiced by a hungover Bruce Willis. Like that is
I would love that.
Yeah, well, that would be a choice, though. I guess it's not like that because that would at least be a choice. This is a non-choice, like blockbuster middle of the road hedge that I can't imagine not hurting the movie because it's just like, I don't know. Like
someone put together all the other like the dubbed versions, like the French trailer, the Italian trailer and the German trailer, just to compare what voice acting shit we got. Okay. And it's interesting to hear. So this is. We've heard the English one. This is the French one.
There.
Good scream.
That.
Où est-ce que je suis tombé?
No.
Royaume champignon.
That.
See, the French one sounds
that.
Like Mario.
That is
Here's
it.
Here's the Italian one. Here's the Italian one.
Che cos'è questo posto? Regno dei funghi.
Oh my God.
Arriviamo. Yes.
I would take that all day.
Yes. The French and the Italian are nailing it, fool. Like,
they know cinema. They know cinema.
Get back in the lab, sir. That is it inexcusable?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's like,
I'll watch the dubbed Italian one. I'll tell you all that much.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I don't know why the people who are like going hard, they're like, honestly, you wouldn't be able to like handle a whole movie with the guy's voice like that. It's like people have been playing games with this fucker's voice for longer than I've been alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But whatever. I don't, again, it's so weird. Like you, I'm like, I'm not the biggest Mario fan, like where I'm like up on every single Nintendo thing, but there's just such a, there's like a disconnect. It would be like watching like this Big Bird biopic or something. And you see Big Bird and you're like, hey, what up, homie? And you're like, what the fuck? Right. Like, that's not Big Bird. Like, that's not, and there's a mismatch there. And I don't care who the fucking celebrity du jour is. That's
right. And like, I actually don't, like, I didn't see the latest Jurassic Park movie. So I'm not like, I don't have that bias. I actually watched the Chris Pratt movie about time traveling aliens because it was like mid pandemic and everyone was watching it. And my takeaway was like, I get the Chris Pratt thing. Like I get weird vibes from him in person, but like as a movie star, he has charisma that makes him easy to watch and do stuff. Like I'm not a Chris Pratt hater in theory. It's just
in
this
practice.
This choice is so bad. It is assless, both in the Mario is assless in character design, and there's just no ass in this voice either.
What?
Just, they took the whole ass out.
Ever, I know you were really concerned about Mario's lack of ass.
I mean, that's the one thing I remember.
You're gobsmacked.
I'm gobsmacked at no ass.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it fits. Chris Pratt, no ass.
No way. Yeah. Does that guy have an ass? Yeah.
No.
That guy has worked.
I was a
guy would work
look
for
at that
years
ass.
To get rid of his ass.
I mean, Mario was
look how
fit.
Juicy.
That's a juicy ass.
He had a juicy butt. And then he's got the, he got, mm-mm. I don't know.
No.
What happened, Mario? You changed.
He needs ass. Like, so they're going to go realistic.
He's like our Lola Bunny now. We're like, what happened?
They're going to go realistic on his voice. But they're not going to give him the type of ass that could do what Mario does.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to bounce
Mario
on that ass.
Jumps, he bounces, he creates small earthquakes with that ass.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
You got a dumper.
Yeah. They're you just turning I mean? Him into, yeah, just like an average, mediocre
it's
white
a depressing.
Guy.
It's a depressing butt to look. I think that's mm-hmm. the problem. You could have made it normal. They actually, it's almost like they went out of their way to be like...
To not, no butt.
Yeah.
Look at fucking Larry Longback over here. Like, the fuck, man?
I've never heard that. Larry Longback?
Larry Longback.
I like that.
Yeah, take that long one. That's back. Free. You know? But just help.
No Longbacks.
He's got, look. I don't know.
Is Larry Longback a thing you just improvised, or is that a thing?
No, Longback is like, people say that about having no butt.
Right.
Wow, I've never heard that. I can't wait to call somebody that.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
I just took a pre-workout.
There's a world of language out there. But yeah, they're doing a lot. And what's wild is, too, the fucking trailer looks fucking amazing.
I know.
I'm fucking fun, stoked. Man. It's wild. I'm like, yo, this shit looks dope, except for the fucking main character's voice that I cannot fucking get with.
Yeah.
Is Luigi going to be in it?
Luigi's in it.
Oh, hell
that's
yeah.
The trailer
closes
out.
Who's voicing Luigi?
Also Chris Pratt. Chris no. Pratt. And Chris Pratt.
No, it's Charlie
no,
Day.
No, no, I don't. It's Charlie no,
Day.
I don't think it's
I'll almost
Charlie Day's
my
a great
computer.
Choice. Charlie Day's a great choice. You don't need a bland Hollywood leading man to be the voice of your thing. Like, you do a comedic act. Like, Patton Oswalt was the voice of Ratatouille. He wasn't like a massive star, but he was like a great fit for that voice. Because he, yeah, like, come on.
I don't know.
Make Charlie Day the voice of both.
Do you think there'll be like such an outrage that then Nintendo's will be like, hey man, we got rid of fucking, we got rid of Chris Pratt, y'all. That was our bad. We had to get rid of him.
I think people would be celebrating that.
Oh yeah. And then they'd be, who's the guy? Charles Martinet, I think, is the one who does the real voice. It's like, we got him back. Sorry,
y'all. Really? Wouldn't that be crazy? That would be incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a blend you can do between like that. I hadn't heard the French and the Italian version, but those were like, those weren't full Charles Martinet, like.
No, but they said, this is a Mario cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay, say less, not, oh man, that was wild, huh, Toad? We better get up on out of here. Great. where are we going to have lunch, fella?
I hope there's Duke's mayonnaise.
Right. Because I got to work on this butt.
Well, Ever, as always, a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can find me across the internet at Ever, E-V-E-R, Maynard, M-A-I-N-A-R-D, or my podcast at Y'all Gay. This, it's me and my friend Allie, it's two Southern queers, and we just shoot the shit and tell very fun stories, and it's inappropriate. if you think I'm inappropriate on this,
oh boy.
Whoa. Yeah, you can find me there.
Amazing. Is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, well, I don't know that I've been enjoying it, but I've definitely been amplifying it, and that is the voices of the women in Iran right now, and, mm-hmm. and the movement that's happening there.
Yeah,
I think it's incredible. It's harrowing. It's incomprehensible. It's disgusting. I try to explain it, and my voice goes, nope. my body goes, compartmentalize. Right. I would say support these women, and, you know, I don't mean to brag, but like some of my friends are Persian. The whitest thing to say.
As a friend to Persian people?
Yeah, but it's important to amplify these voices. And the women of Iran have said, just keep posting about what's happening here, because even the country is like turning off the internet. It's not getting a lot of media coverage. And if it is, it's very biased or not talking about what it is like. This isn't what's really happening. No. And instead, children are getting slaughtered. Teenagers are getting slaughtered. People are going missing. It's a genocide.
Yeah. I mean, it's a full scale attack on their own people who are quite literally just advocating for their own little bit of autonomy or equality. And like you said, it's like when we were talking about it the other day, it's like you have like an omni sensation. Like I feel fucking everything. I'm like proud. I'm impressed. I'm deeply saddened. I feel shitty and powerless. But it's like you said, look, if we're just counting on like in America to keep the conversation going, they might as well think that nothing's happening there anymore.
Yeah.
The
woman in the UN that cut her hair. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that video.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
No, thank you again for having me on, y'all. I always have a great time.
Oh, it's always
pivoting the conversation to our goodbyes.
Hey, guys. Sorry. My wife's locked out of her car. So I'm just trying. I'll be right back.
You're always bragging about having a wife. I'm always talking about how lonely I am.
He put a phone to his ear like he was doing something.
9/11 happened. principal.
I mean, I had to. I'll take over for Jack. Miles, it's great having you. Thanks, Jack. Always great to be here. You want me to tell you people where they can find me and some tweets I like? Fuck yeah, bro. Say less. I'm about to do that shit right now. You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Also find Jack and I on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. The season is right around the corner, so check in on us with all of our weird takes and our just nonsense, basically. And then if you want to check out some trash talk, and I mean talking about trash TV, come see Sophia Alexander and I talk about 90 Day Fiance on 420 Day Fiance, okay? And some tweets that I like. I like a few tweets. The first one is from Jame at Klugens, pausing sex. Do you want a Capri Sun?
Oh, I love that tweet. Yeah.
I love that shit. And then Chad Quant at Quantum Theory, Quantum, tweeted, Chris Pratt Mario spoke 5 words and weed was decriminalized in America. I don't know what that means, but it wasn't fully, not people aren't getting out of jail quite yet, but I'm sure we'll talk about that in the next few episodes.
Just the federal, yeah.
Oh, which brings me to the next one, which is Daniel at @escargopro_ tweeted, it's so funny. Obama had all this political capital and a huge majority and couldn't do any of this. And Joe, in the twilight of his life, just throwing up Steph Curry shots because they gave him some Vyvanse.
Amazing. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. Some tweets I've been enjoying. YouTube at YouTube tweeted, the best talk show isn't on TV because it's Some More News' videos.
Damn.
Which is true, but shout out to Katie and Cody and Katie Stoll, Katie Golden, Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, well earned. That show is super fucking well done. And
And they said YouTube has a right word bend. Huh. And that's what they're going to point to. They're like, really? We shouted out this show.
Yeah, exactly. Poison Jr. tweeted, overnight oats? Gig economy? tiny home, you are a peasant who eats gruel.
Damn.
I don't like that.
I know, that was mean.
Got to wake
downvote.
Up. We use too many euphemisms, huh?
And then Elon Musk can eat my poo. Tweeted, my version of red pilling is when I teach people the Boston Tea Party was triggered by England lowering the tea tax, and the Sons of Liberty were the wealthiest Boston businessmen who made their money smuggling and didn't want the competition. Facts.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah.
Fuck our history.
The founding fathers were just rich guys who were trying to get richer. And anyway,
nothing's changed.
Nothing at all. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
This is a guitarist from Niger named Amaria Hamadaler. Hamadaler. And she is actually, I think, the first woman guitarist vocalist from this region, because this genre is just usually men. And dude, her guitar playing is fucking so good, and her voice is awesome. And if you like African guitar stuff, you know, that sort of sub-Saharan sound, definitely check this out. This track is called Bahuche, B-A-H-O-U-C-H-E. And maybe that's a French word, but I'm ignorant, so you'll have to forgive me. And the artist, again, is Amaria Hamadaler. Really dope music, so check this out. Really, really great music.
I think it's pronounced Bahuche.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Bahoosh.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.